show before sending me that. But you know what? Very pretty. If you like that, that's all good. But you know what I'm going to do? We're going to go into Exploding Head Movies because it is a pre-recorded show. And if not, it'll run too late. So sorry, guys. It's going to have to cut it. This is Exploding Head Movies starting right now.
We like it. Okay. All right.
Listen to Exploding Head Movies on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
parents know him as Andy Carthy from Macclesfield, England, but the rest of us know him as Mr. Scruff, based entirely on his beard. That was Spandex Man off his Ninja Tune debut, Keep It Unreal, from 1999. Onto his best-known song, the Moondog sampling, Get a Move On. Mr. Scruff is a whimsical sort. His album artwork features his blobby doodles. His hours-long sets as a DJ include a stand nearby that sells his own brand of tea. And his Ninja Tune private label offshoot parlays his interest in nautical matters, which pop up sometimes as samples in his various songs. So it's called Ninja Tuna, which is also the name of his most recent album from 2009. And in the background, this is Nino Nardini. Though this Southern Library of Recorded Music compilation from 1972 also refers to the Roger Rodder Ensemble. At the very least, this is definitely Nardini. So from Afro Spooky Rhythm Percussion, this is Afrobeat. So welcome yet again to another episode of Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here broadcast on UBC's Ruby Red Community Radio Station, CITR 11.9 FM, 88.5 Shaw Cable in Vancouver, and you find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll be making the sound waves oscillate through the air until 9 p.m. This show is pre-recorded, so no need to call in, but you can always email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. In honor of this, the 117th episode of Exploding Head Movies, although if we did incorporate the old Radio Free Gak show count, this would be number 215 for those of you keeping score at home. Later on in the show, we'll take a look at some of the music from the original film series OSS 117, which is a French spy series of novels which became films that actually predates James Bond entirely. Instead of the recently rebooted version by the same team that made last year's big Oscar winner, The Artist, we're going to go back to the 60s with music by composer Michel Magnier. But in honor of Asian Heritage Month, let's get a couple of Canadian acts that extend into modern areas that their ancestors likely didn't anticipate. The Alantaka Sonic Titan were formed in 2007 by Alaska B and Ruby Cato Atwood from their old performance artist band Lesbian Fight Club. The opening for Shushu along with Father Murphy tonight at the Biltmore. So if you race on down, you can catch their No Wave in action. So from their YT/ST album, this is Yamantaka Sonic Titan with Hoshineko or Starcat.
We'll be right back. Larry Kwong became the first ethnic Chinese player in National Hockey League history in 1948 when he skated as a New York Ranger and was subsequently nicknamed the China Clipper. Although his career in the NHL would turn out to be short-lived, his passion for hockey carries on to this day. After a 20-year-long career as a player, he became a club team coach in Switzerland. Larry Kwong's breakthrough in hockey wasn't only the ethnic barrier for Chinese players, but more importantly, he also made the personal breakthrough of showing perseverance and dedication to the game.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Asian Heritage Month by CITR 101.9 FM.
Background, here's the Artie Schreck implosion. I love it when bands are named in silly ways like that. And this is their take on the Lovin' Spoonful's Do You Believe in Magic, which appears on an album full of instrumental covers by John Sebastian's most famous act, the aptly titled A Spoonful of Lovin'. And this was released in 1967 by Verve. Schreck is an arranger and conductor who also wrote songs for both pop and commercials. Jingle, jingle. Anyway, we just heard a staple of the Railway Club's last Thursday night of the month performances, and that's the Disco Tiger himself, Chi Sun, the Asian persuasion, with Sandwiches, off his self-released debut album, Year of the Disco Tiger. Live, Chi Sun mixes his original rap songs with old-school 80s, 90s covers, totally like an eager hip-hop karaoke. And speaking of sandwiches, this coming song here is the best one I know of when it comes to meals stacked within bread. The Detroit Grand Poobas have been releasing music steadily since the late 90s, but their debut single from 1999 lives on, with a new remix popping up every few years. including one last year by David Plar. However, let's work with the original version here, which appeared on their 2001 album, Funk All Y'all. So starting a little set here for the area code 313. Here are the Detroit Grand Poobahs with Sandwiches.
I know you wanna do it. You know I wanna do it too. Out here on the dance floor, we can make sandwiches. You can be the bun, and I can be the burger girl. I know you wanna do it, and we can make sandwiches. So make your thighs like butter, easy to spread, and we can make sandwiches. Out here on the dance floor, come on, we can do it. Yeah, we can make sandwiches.
was that whispering back there? Anyways, we start off with the Detroit Grand Poobahs with the classic track Sandwiches. They're originally from Western Michigan, but now a staple of the Detroit house scene. That was Rick Wade with the purveyor of deep tones off his 2004 12-inch The Grim World of Tones. Wade used to spin at the Nectarine Ballroom in Ann Arbor around the same time as Jeff Mills spun his techno. And Wade also had a show on WCBN, the campus stage broadcast from the University of Michigan. And playing underneath me here as we broadcast from the University of British Columbia, this is Monster Rally from Columbus, Ohio, off the self-released 2010 album Palm Reader. This is Birds, Part 1. My name's Gak, and you'll see new exploding head movies here on CITR Vancouver. Up next is Boards of Canada, who were a month ago rumored to be releasing new material this summer, and comedian Peter Serafinowicz, who now hosts a show on BBC Radio 6, referred to a possible double album, and a Facebook question posted on the Boards of Canada page led to an elusive yes and a blank space on their website. So perhaps all the studio time that they've had since 2006's Trans-Canada Highway has now built up to something. But we're going to go back 10 years here to Geo Gatti. Here are the Boards of Canada with Sunshine Recorder.
Calling all BC short filmmakers. The third annual Vancouver Short Film Festival is back and accepting entries until August 1st. Students and professionals welcome. No max time limit, but keep them short. At the last festival, 45 short films were screened. $18,000 in prizes was awarded. For more information or to enter, visit bsff.com.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Thank you.
2010, that was D-Bridge with Lost Shadow. A track originally intended to be a B-side to a single on the Frictions label. But as the man legally known as Darren White stated, he's given a lot away of D-Bridge's best tracks, so this one came back and he released it on his own impressive Exit Records, home to many great electronic artists. And in the background, this is an artist I like to drop in from time to time, legendary Motown guitarist Dennis Coffey. From last year's self-titled album, this is Knockabout. And I really ought to do a proper profile on him someday, but my list of potential profiles has already grown to a barely manageable size as is. Up next, a little set devoted to reimagining the work of the late, great Arthur Russell, who died 20 years ago. Russell was an insanely prolific musical polymath. He grew up studying primarily the cello, but he also played the violin and the piano. Although classically trained, Russell also wrote his own compositions. But in the midst of living in New York in the 70s, he managed to dabble in almost every genre at the time. Disco, new wave, folk, experimental pieces tied to minimalism, and just a whole ton of other stuff. We're going to listen to a recent remix of a 1987 track attributed to Lola Blank. This is off the Go Bang tribute to Arthur Russell. And this is the Ilya Rudman remix of Wax the Van. Victoire with a song for Arthur Russell off their 2010 album Cathedral City. And Russell was in acts such as The Flying Hearts, Dinosaur, Loose Joints, and The Necessaries, and collaborated with Philip Glass and Allen Ginsberg, amongst others. Russell wasn't widely known outside of New York when he died due to AIDS in April 1992, but as his music was collected, including thousands of incomplete cassettes, an overall view of his eclectic styles became curated, and numerous compilations in the past decade have allowed for a proper critical evaluation of his musical prowess and his influence in modern music. Behind me, this is Duncan Lamont with the re-edit of Funky Express from a compilation that seems to stick with me for these interstitials. This is off of Strut's 2000 compilation of the cream of the KPM library called Music for Dance Floors. Time for a little bit of new music here before looking at OSS 117. Due next week on Compact Disc. It's the debut album by Abbotsford's Teen Days. It's going to be called All of Us Together, and it'll be released through the Lepsi label out June 5. And apparently the first 50 pre-orders get a free cassette with that. The vinyl version's due out in July, which is well after a few dates that he has in California, the Prairies, and then his appearance at Calgary's Sled Island Festival next month. So from All of Us Together, this is Teen Days with Trenton. We'll be right back.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
From the country where I very much am right now, Finland, that was Nuoljuva, with something that translates as The Moon Draws a Bridge. Kuupirtasilan. And that's off this year's Valot Kauka album, Lights from Afar, through their Preservation label. And this is the first album that sound artist Olli Aarni has released after he retired his previous alias, Ausmaal. And Nuoljuva translates roughly as swaying, which tends to describe his music. And behind me, this is Hubert Vaconnier, written by Michel Magnier for the 1963 film OSS 117. Or I guess in French, OSS 117. The second film in the original OSS 117 series, which will be this week's profile here on Exploding Head Movies. And OSS 117 is the code name for the character Hubert Bonisseur de la Bath, an American agent with French roots via Louisiana, who worked for the OSS, the Office of Strategic Services, which predates the CIA. There was a 1956 film about OSS 117, simply called OSS 117 N'est pas mort, or He's Not Dead. But it wasn't until the 1963 film, which was known in English just simply as OSS 117, that the entire spy craze in popular culture helped catch that series on. Composer Michel Magnier scored the big four films that had a steady cast and crew, though the actor who played OSS 117 changed a few times, much like the Bond series itself has over the years. OSS 117 marked the beginning of Magnier's film score career, and in 1962 he actually took home an Oscar and Golden Globe for his best adapted score, so not original but adapted, for the film Gigot. I know Magnier best known for his work for Barbarella, which is actually a soundtrack I totally have to profile one day. Anyways, let's listen to another cue from OSS 177, Sochin, before listening to one each from the other films in this series. So here's Magnier with OSS 117, Fais tout sauter. may vary between saying it in English and French, but we're going to try to stick with it to English unless I get sidetracked. So we start off with a cue by Michel Manier from the 1963 film in the OSS 11 series called OSS 117 Fait to Sauter. Then we heard Hubert contre Dr. Sin, or Hubert versus Dr. Sin from the 1964 entry Banco a Bangkok por OSS 117, known in English as Shadow of Evil. And those two first films starred Kerwin Matthews as the titular agent. Then we heard Castagne sur le Doc from what was known in English as Mission for a Killer, Furia Bahia por OSS 117. That was from 1965, which introduced Frederick Stafford as the new agent. And he also appeared in 1966's A Tu Coeur à Tokyo per OSS 117, which had no English version of the title, which translates as Tokyo's Heartfelt for OSS 117. And that cue was Hubert Rigeon. And in the background, this is OSS 117, A Coup Urbert. OSS 117 had a few other original films for a time, but production quality lapsed as it became more of a Euro production thing, and it didn't really outlive the spy craze like James Bond did. However, OSS 117 was recently resurrected as a parody series by the folks behind the French film The Artist. So director Michel Hazanavicius and star Jean Dujardin playfully send up the 60s attitudes while still making the eye-popping tribute to what was awesome about those films at the time. And composer Ludovic Bourse also steps in, and he's helped score two of the films. And I haven't seen either of them, and I don't have the soundtracks, but it's something I definitely need to pick up. Meanwhile, Michel Manier has had a strong connection to 70s pop in that he bought and converted a French chateau that apparently composer Frédéric Chopin once lived in, and it became a recording studio, which was used extensively by artists such as Elton John, T-Rex, Iggy Pop, Fleetwood Mac, and dozens of others. So that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up at 9, it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, and he'll guide you to midnight, at which point our broadcast day will close, because Canada Post Rock is still on hiatus. If you missed any of this week's episode, just grab the podcast via the CITR website, citr.ca. You can also search iTunes for Exploding Head Movies, much in the ways you search Facebook. On Twitter, you might find it, but it's known as 100 Air, because I don't keep things easy. Otherwise, Google Plus is starting to ramp up, and Tumblr still needs some template things. But at the very least, you can email me, radiofreegack@gmail.com. Next week, I'll be back from Finland, and I think we'll take a look at the Louisiana purveyor of gumbo, Dr. John, amongst some other things that will probably make me sound jet-lagged, but we'll do what we can. Otherwise, we're going to close with a remix off the awesome Plastic Man Archives box set, which spans dozens of discs and albums. Richie Houghton no longer calls Windsor, Ontario home, but Berlin Techno has always been a part of his sound, especially in his new home. So from Archives, this is Plastic Man's remix of New Order's legendary Blue Monday. So take care, Vancouver, and we'll see you in 7 days.
You are listening to CITR 101.9.